Welcome to Prevent Connect Audio.
Welcome to a Prevent Connect Audio conference recording. The following was recorded on May 21st at a Call to Men's 2009 Annual National Conference in New York City, New York. To learn more about A Call to Men, visit their website at www.acalltomen.org.
Bea Hansen has joined us, and I would like to give her an opportunity to say a few words because, as I said earlier, Safe Horizon has been phenomenal in supporting not just this effort, but all of the efforts of A Call to Men. So I just want to give her some time to come up and join us in the room.
Thanks, Gwen. Sorry I'm late. I had my time off, and, you know, I've been working with Tony and Ted on this stuff for a while, and Gwen, and, you know, you guys are really on time this year. So, sorry for that. Thank you, Katie. I was asked to talk about, you know, just to welcome you all, and from the, you know, Gwen, who's been doing this work for a long time, and as a domestic violence service provider here in New York City. And I was trying to figure out, like, what is a national conference of well-meaning men and women allies need to hear in a welcome from a woman who's really immersed in doing advocacy work for victims of domestic violence and social services for victims of domestic violence when many of you are often doing the same kind of work. So I boiled it down to three things. And, you know, music is a big deal in at the life of this conference so far. So I actually boiled it down to three songs. So don't think about me in terms of these songs, but they're not necessarily my favorite, but made me think. One was the Beatles' I'm So Tired. The second one is Sam Cooke's Change Gonna Come. And the third one was RuPaul's Supermodel. So I'll see if I can make this make sense. So first of all, starting with I'm So Tired. I've been doing this work for 20 years, and this morning before I came here, I was calculating how many hours that's been. And minimally, it's been 40,000 hours that I've been doing this work. That means I'm not thinking about this on weekends, and I'm not thinking about it after 5 o'clock, which is not the case, and most of you, I think, are on the same boat. So 40,000 hours of working with victims of domestic violence, sexual abuse, hate crimes, and it's a lot of thinking about it and a lot of direct work with it. And we all, many of us in this room have been doing this work for quite a long time. And I think about what's changed with that. So we know that still today, 3 women are murdered in this country by a husband or boyfriend every single day. Nearly 500 women are raped or sexually assaulted every single day still in this country. To make it a little closer to home for those of us from New York City, nearly half of the fatalities of women in New York City are due to intimate partner violence. Nearly 4,000 women are treated in the emergency room each and every year because of something that they acknowledge as intimate partner violence. It's 4,000 women a year who are acknowledge that it's intimate partner violence. We know it's a lot more than that. Police respond to 600 incidents of domestic violence each and every day here in this city. And we know that African-American and Latino women are more than twice as likely as those of other races to be either killed or injured by an intimate partner. Only 15% of women who were killed this past year had an order of protection, but half of them had reported an incident to the police. So that's the reality of domestic violence here, and we don't talk about it that much in terms of the stark figures about it. But we have a lot of services here in New York City. You know, we never have enough. But compared to other parts of the country, we have a lot of services here. We have more than 2,000 emergency domestic violence shelter beds operated by 18 different shelter providers around the city. Our city's domestic violence hotline that's run by Safe Horizon answered over 135,000 calls last year from victims of domestic violence. We have services in all the neighborhoods across the city. New York City was had the first shelter for Asian victims of domestic violence, run by Pat Eng and the New York Asian Women's Center. We have specific services, Duafam in the Haitian American community. We have the Gay and Lesbian Anti-Violence Project, which operates services for victims of same-sex domestic violence. So we have a lot of stuff, but we still have the need. The hopeful thing here is what I get from Sam Cooke and Change Gonna Come. And part of the change is today. And part of the change is the work of A Call to Men, of the mobilization that Ted and Tony and the other folks in A Call to Men have been doing to mobilize men and well-meaning men to talk about domestic violence and talk about issues of violence against women. Really pushing men to get involved. I think there's a perspective of men that's been absent oftentimes in the movement and for a lot of really good reasons. And really, I think this is a time for change, and change is going to come with men being involved. And men being involved in a responsible way that also looks at leadership from women. I think that's been a unique piece of a call to men of looking to women's leadership, and also part of today and part of tomorrow, just encouraging women to speak out too. Because I think oftentimes, you know, women were socialized as much as men are, and socialized often to defer to men. I really encourage women to speak up and challenge. This is a day for challenging, and tomorrow's a day for challenging as well, for thinking outside of the box, thinking outside of the man's box and the women's box, and how do we challenge ourselves and challenge each other. The last thing is RuPaul's supermodel. So I don't know if I'm dating myself or showing my sexual orientation, but you know, it's a big club hit in the 90s in the gay community. And I don't know if people know the words, but it starts with, I just have one thing to say. You better work. So I think just leaving it on, you know, we got to work. We got a lot of work to do. We've come a long way. We have a lot more work to do. And I really challenge this to be a real working session over the next couple of days. So thank you.
Thank you, B. B is the Chief Program Officer at Safe Horizon and has a very long history and a very diverse history in doing anti-violence against women work, as she said, mentioned also anti-violence work within the gay and lesbian community. So it was my pleasure to hear from her. I want to just read a quote before we move on to our next speaker. And interestingly, I came across this quote very recently as I was thinking about this program and thinking about the work that we're doing, and in particular the work that I'm doing, and sort of how my work in being an advocate for women who have been abused, and connecting that with this work of men talking to men about their own sexism and about their work to help in this effort. And it's always sort of a place of trepidation for me, because I'm not sure that I'm ready to cross over, because it feels like a crossing over, and I have to kind of step back and rethink that and have come to the realization that it isn't a crossing over, but it's a joining of and a partnership between what I do and what this group of committed men are doing, hundreds of committed men around the country. But it's always a sort of struggle as an advocate for women to position myself. And so, and Katie, you'll appreciate this, because I came across this quote that's from Jeremy Travis, who, as Katie mentioned, is from here at John Jay, and this is when he was back at the National Institute of Justice. And the quote is, "If we are to end violence against women, we must profoundly transform the relationship between men and women in this culture. We must engage all justice and human services systems in ending this domestic terrorism." And I read that and I thought, that is sort of the work that I've dedicated my life to, and have come to know that is the work that many women who have come before me and who will travel after me have dedicated their lives to. And what I'm also realizing, that as these words come out of the mouth of an academician, a researcher such as Jeremy Travis, that also is the essence of the work that I see well-meaning, conscious men doing around this country. And so it is with great privilege that I come to this place at this time in my life.
Thank you for joining Prevent Connect Audio. Prevent Connect Audio is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect Audio are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. You can contact us at info@preventconnect.org, or You can learn much more on our website at www.preventconnect.org.